What's up, you guys? It's your girl, Sarah P. And today is going to be a special episode because right after I record this, I'm going to be publishing right on the day. So instead of publishing tomorrow, I'm going to publish it right after I record this. So today we're going to be talking about what everybody's been talking about. It's been all over Twitter, all over Facebook, all over TikTok. And of course, I'm talking about the Montgomery brawl. Now, what had happened was, let's start off with the story. What had happened was the co-captain of the Montgomery, I forgot the name of the boat, but the co-captain, everybody's calling him the security guard, but he's not the security guard. He's actually the co-captain of the bigger boat that was trying to dock. And he had got off and had asked these white people, like, hey, can you guys move your boat? We need to dock there. That's our parking space. And so, you know, the white dudes, you know, started making faces, giving him the middle finger and everything. And, you know, he said, he tried to tell him, like, hey, that's our space. We need that space. And of course, one of the white dudes out of nowhere just started charging at the black man. And the black man, you know, he took off his hat and he started to throw blows. But what they did not expect for that is Wakanda to come along. Like, they did not expect Wakanda to come and beat the shit out of them. And not only that, this family, this white family, has been causing trouble for some time. And the captain of the ship that the black man is co-captain of, he been telling people for a while that, hey, this family has been acting up for a good minute. So this wasn't the first time that this family has been, you know, causing trouble, but it'll be the first and the last time that they mess with some black people, period. Because when I say Wakanda came, I mean Aquaman came out, the triplets, you know, the three dudes that were hopping and skipping towards the, you know, towards the boat and whatever, everybody came out. And it was the most beautiful sight ever. The most beautiful sight ever. I know there's some white people and there's some probably Hispanic people saying, you know, who are pale skinned, saying, oh, why are you guys celebrating? Let's turn this around. No, we ain't gonna flip the script. We're not gonna flip the script. Because that's what white people do. They star stuff a lot. They star things a lot and then hate it when someone pushes back. And I have my fair share of that too. Like at work. Now at work I only have like 5 servers on the floor. And when the white people come up in there, they'll be like, oh, why do I have to wait? If there's an empty spot, I should sit there. And it's like, no. No, you cannot sit there. We have rules. People have rules. And just because you're white, you can't do whatever the hell you want. You can't just do that. And all 3 days while I was at work, like, white people always trying to rally up someone else so they can get a fight started. And it's like, enough is enough. Enough is enough. So if you see a black person, you know, celebrating getting that chair, you better turn around. You better turn around, because we have had enough of white people always trying to, you know, bogart their way into doing whatever. And get this. So that family who attacked that black man, they went to the hospital, but they saw most of the staff was black. And so instead of getting treated or whatever, they decided they wanted to call the police. And was saying, oh, there's a bunch of niggers over here up in the hospital. And the police was like, Okay, what you want us to do? Either you gonna get treated or you can leave. So they left. And it's like this, that's how messed up this world is. And the reason why I include the, you know, the Hispanics who are like who has their color is because I live in Melrose Park, and most of the neighborhood is Spanish now. And some of these Spanish people be acting white because they have, you know, that like pigmentation. But what they fail to realize is that white people will do the same to them too. You know what I'm saying? Like, they will leave you high and dry. Because the fact of the matter is, you're not white. You know what I mean? And it's just like, y'all better start waking up. Y'all better start waking up. I know this is the woke generation, but some of us have been awake. And the rest of us is just now waking up. And some of y'all still need to wake up. Because this Montgomery brawl right here signifies that black people have went through so much, and we just really had enough. We really had enough of being disrespected, talking down to, whether we're doing a job, whether we just walking. Like, I just seen on TikTok, a young blind boy getting arrested for taking out the trash. For taking out the trash. And it's just like, when is this going to stop? When is the fact that the police and white people and even other people like Asian people, because I had a run in with Asian people too that just want to do what they want or whatever. But then when it came to Asian hate, they were trying to bring the black people on so they can, you know, rally together. And it's like, nah, because you too are part of the problem. Period. It's just the fact of the matter is, when are y'all going to realize that your hate, that your anger, that your disgusting mindset of thinking that black people are beneath you will end? Nobody ended up dead during that brawl. Nobody ended up shot. Nobody ended up being a meme or none of that stuff or a hashtag. But when is it? How much ass kicking that we have to do in order for y'all to stop? Because we've been fighting verbally, now we've been fighting physically, we've been going to newscasts, we've been marching, we've been doing all sorts of things to keep the hatred down. But throughout the generations, the hate still continues. And now we're just like, how much do y'all want to keep continuing this? That's the question. And what I mean by y'all, I mean, yeah, the white people and everybody who has that pale skin complexion. How long y'all want to keep continuing to do this? Because now we're starting to fight back. And we're not holding ourselves back anymore. We're not finna tell Jamal, no, you shouldn't have hit that white dude. If that white dude came to him and started messing with him, we gonna say, did you finish it? Did you finish that fight? That's what it's gonna be boiling down to. It's gonna be a race war. And the ones that started it is going to be the one with the peach complexion. Period. So my question is, when do y'all want to stop hating? When do y'all want to stop segregating black people? When do y'all want to stop discriminating against black people? When do y'all want to stop being prejudiced towards black people? When? Because y'all made all that up. Y'all made up segregation. Y'all made up discrimination. Y'all made up prejudiceness. Y'all did that. Every negative aspect towards black people, y'all did it. Y'all made that up. Y'all make sure that the black people had to come through the back door. Y'all make sure that the black people had the colored water fountain. Y'all make sure that the black people were sold everywhere. Everybody had a piece of us because the white folk started it. White people started it. When are y'all going to start taking accountability for your actions? Period. And when are people going to wake up towards history? Like I said, everybody had a piece of us back in slavery days. Spaniards, Europeans, French, Dutch, everybody was a part of the slave trade, period. If y'all say, oh no, we didn't have slaves, well, people were enslaving their own people. Well, guess what? That's because the white man was still in charge. I'm not saying that, you know, enslaving our own people was right. But I look at the reason behind it. Because the white man had poisoned the black man's mind about giving them riches and all that other stuff. Y'all still started it. Period. And I know there's some people that don't want to hear this because they don't want to hear about history and they don't really care about what's going on in the world. But this is the bottom line. Black people are tired. Black people are tired. And it's about time we start fighting back, period. Whether it be verbal or physical, it's time to fight back, period. It's time. And if you do not think so, you're part of the problem. You're literally part of the problem. Don't know how else to explain it. Like, it's been such a long time. A long time, and we still have a long way to go. We still have to find some type of middle ground somewhere, but it's still gonna be a long journey. Still gonna be a long journey. Now, that all they had to do was move their boat, that's all. But did they want to? No. They start to drinking, you know, and when people drink, they act a fool. Want to act stupid, like a little kid or something. Want to think, oh, since I'm drunk, I can do whatever I want. Trust and believe when I say that people think that they want to do whatever they want. I got a couple of neighbors that do that. Get drunk, want to act a fool, knowing that it bothers everybody. But since, oh, I'm a big old man, I can do whatever I want. Nah, bro. Mess around and find the right one. You're going to stop sooner or later. And to the ladies that have that type of man, I'm going to need y'all to start waking up. Because I can't deal with that. I can't deal with a man who just gets drunk and want to bothers everybody. Bother everybody, including you and your kids, because he want to get drunk and act a fool. I'm tired of that. I'm tired of the women who just sit there and just be quiet when he acts that way. No, girl, no. If you sitting here taking care of the kids and all that other stuff, and he just doing whatever he want to do, girl, it's time to go. I know it's easier said than done, but at the same time, aren't you tired? Aren't you tired of just being his, you know, sex slave or whatever? Because that's all that you're good for. It's just when he wants to, you know, mess around or whatever, you know, he got somebody to mess around with and whatnot. But if he doesn't take you out to dinner, doesn't, you know, say, hey, babe, you know, get dressed, you know, we can go out, you know, tell the kids, you know, hey, me and your mama gonna be right back. Don't act up. If he's not taking you out to dinner, making you feel like you are appreciated or special, girl, it is time to go. Stop settling. I hate that. I hate those type of dudes. And that's the type of dudes that was fighting this black man. Like, oh, since I'm drunk or whatever, I can act a fool and you can't stop me. Well, you found out now that you can be stopped. You can get effed up. And so can the wives. Because sisters, the white sisters or whatever, thought that they can just, you know, get in the mix without getting messed up. Nah, the aunties came out and messed y'all up. And the uncle with the white chair. Smash. You talking about? Don't nobody care that lady got hit? No, we do not care. She shouldn't have got off the boat. She should have stayed her butt on the boat. But no, she got a chair. Old dude got a chair. Everybody was getting a chair. Everybody was getting messed up. Period. And we do not care about your feelings. We don't. Cry me a river. Cry me a river. Boo-hoo. Because all of this could have been avoided. You could have just moved the boat. How about that? Move the boat. It wasn't that hard. Huh. So let this be sort of like an eye-opener. Okay? Because we ain't playing them all. We definitely not playing. People are willing to lose their jobs because at the same time, the caucasity of people is starting to get out of hand and it has to stop. Period. Period. So, I'm not gonna ask about what y'all think about it because there's nothing else to say. Nothing else to say. It was a very beautiful moment for black people, period. So, if you got some thoughts, by all means, share your thoughts, but ain't no need to be, ain't nothing to be said, period. They got what they deserve, and this marks a moment in history where we came together when it's needed. And white people messed around and found out. Alrighty, you guys, that is my time. And I might change Saturdays to Fridays. I don't know. We'll see. We will see. Because I know next week I know I got work. But we shall see. We shall see. So, alright, says guys, remember, to my black brothers and sisters, keep celebrating. Keep on celebrating. Because we did that. We did that. And to my black brothers and sisters, if you are tired, let loose. Let loose. I am giving permission. I am saying, yes, you can. Beat them up. Yes, do it. Just do it. Because I know you tired as much as I'm tired. Do it. Just do it. Okay? Do it. So, I'm finna go. And as always, Hella Scouts, Stay safe from COVID. Stay, because COVID is still there. COVID is still there, and it's rising back again. I wish COVID would go away. But stay safe and have a nice day. Bye.